we're hoping to increase our charities by at least 56 new local charities across Kent. This will help us sort of like increase to about an extra 6,000 people each week who will receive this food, which is equivalent to about 480,000 meals. So it's going to be a big benefit to many individuals across Kent.
How do people access that food? And who is the type of people that you are supporting with working with these charities?
Yeah, so we support many charities from school breakfast clubs, women's refuges, hospices, elderly lunch clubs. People generally find out about us either through going through our Fair Share website and inquiring to become a member to the scheme. Other people will give us a phone call at our depot or drop us an email where we will then arrange to meet them and discuss how Fair Share might be able to benefit their organisation. We don't work directly with the individual as such. We mainly support the charities, but we would know that the people that we would support would be the elderly, there'll be young children, there'll be families potentially on low incomes, there'll be support for community access, so we support a few community cafes and things like that that do social value.
So what was the idea behind setting up another warehouse? Was there a clear increase in demand?
Yeah, I mean what the aim of what we do at Fair Share is to redistribute this good quality surplus food that's in day. You know, if we don't do that, then it's destined to be part of waste. So in us being able to have this larger warehouse, we've got a double the capacity of the amount of food that we can take. Last year was 314 tonnes is what we received. So what we'll be able to do is then expand on that to enable more charities to benefit out there.
I imagine, I mean, that's a significant step for you. I mean, how important is it that you're able to continue expanding and reaching out to more families, young children, elderly who rely on these meals?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, if we've got a resource that's enabled another organisation with charity values to save on their cost to reinvest back into their community services, we feel through, you know, saving that cost on catering is a win-win all round. So we're always looking for more charities. You know, we believe we'll have the extra food to support an extra 56 charities locally, but we're always looking for more charities. You know, we want to keep pushing as many charities that if they can benefit from our scheme, you know, we would take on 70 charities if we have the ability to do so. So we're always looking to grow and develop the service to fit the local need.
And will you be able to get working straight away?
Yes, through the ASDA funding, it's enabled us to get the launch going. So we'll have the larger premises. We've got double the space of chillers that we had previously. We've got extra freezer that we never had before. So we'll be able to take more different types of food that will offer many benefits to the local charities and community groups we currently serve.